Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue our journey with Jesus through Holy Week, and today we look at verses from John 17. These verses come from Jesus' prayer for his disciples, and so we're listening in on the prayer life of our Lord. We're standing on holy ground. Let's pray together. Lord, we recognise the power and the pathos of these verses. Your Son, the Lord Jesus, wrestling in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane before he goes to the cross. We thank you for the amazing grace that these verses speak of. And Lord, we want to receive fresh grace today. We need to know your love. We need to know your strength. And we want to know how to live for you in return. So, Lord, we need to hear your voice and we need the inspiration and the power of the Holy Spirit. Come to us today, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, John chapter 17, and I'm going to read from verse 6 to verse 19. Jesus says, "I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost, except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." I have some notes in front of me about holiness, and we're going to focus on those in a moment. But one of the things about these podcasts is that I believe in the power of the Word of God as we read and engage with it, and that God can just suddenly speak to us from it. And I just think God is saying to me to pass on a word about protection. These verses speak about the protection that Jesus gives to his followers. And I just sense that there are people who need to hear that this morning, need to hear that today. Maybe that you are unwell and afraid. It may be that you are going into a difficult situation. It may be that you're struggling with issues of mental health. Whatever that may be, I think that God wants to say that he will protect you today. Not sure what that looks like, not sure what that means, but God is sovereign over your life. He is gracious. And the promise of his word to you today, is protection. That's all you can hear today. Just pause and reflect on that word and take it to yourself. Jesus says to you, he will protect you today. Actually, there's so much in these verses from John 17. But just for the rest of the time today, I want to reflect on verse 17 and the call to holiness. The word sanctify means to make holy. It's to do with holiness. And it is appropriate as we go through what is traditionally called Holy Week that we reflect on our own journey towards holiness. What do we learn about holiness here, direct from Jesus? Well, first of all, it's God's will and it's God's work. Jesus prays to the Father, sanctify them, make them holy. I think we can be pretty sure that Jesus' prayers are always answered. And so this should give us great assurance, great confidence, great joy even. God has willed our holiness. God gives us all we need. He fills us with his Spirit. He strengthens us. And if it wasn't for this, we wouldn't get off first base as far as our holiness is concerned. But as it is, we can become holy. We can become more like Jesus. We can change. We can press on in practical holiness. This is God's grace to us. He doesn't just save us, but he changes us too. Some of you will know the old song, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." It's so true. We come to Jesus just as we are. But there's a further truth. He doesn't leave us just as we are. His grace to us is transforming grace. He saves us from the penalty and the power of sin. So be encouraged. God wills our holiness. Jesus prays for our holiness. He gives us the power and the strength to change. But how does this change happen? This is the second and the final thing. Sometimes we think, well, it's just let go and let God. God is going to zap me in some way, and I will suddenly become an incredibly holy person. But are we passive in our growth into holiness? Not at all. Look at the second half of verse 17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. God does his work through his word, the Bible. This happens as we read it, we're challenged by it, and we draw on the strength that God gives to live it out. We are actively engaged in pressing on in the life of holiness. God works it into our lives, but we work it out in the power that he gives us. We are called to pursue holiness. So where is God challenging you today? As you read God's word, as you engage with these podcasts, is there a hole in your holiness? My friend Roy Searle, who helped establish the Northumbria community, has a question that he habitually asks. What are you and God working on at the moment? Maybe something in your thought life. It may be a character flaw. It may be something that a friend has pointed out, a habit that you need to work on. Whatever it is, God empowers you to change. He prays for you. He wills it. He says, I've given you all that you need to change and to grow into holiness. Now do your part and live it out in the power that I give. As we pause for prayer today, I want us just to sit with that question. What are you and God working on at the moment? Allow God, by his Holy Spirit, to shine a searchlight into your heart and to bring to light the things that he wants to change. Lord, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your amazing love. Lord, we pray that today and tomorrow we would know that protection. Think of the image in the Psalms of God as a mother hen covering the chicks with his wings. So, Lord, cover us today. But, Lord, we don't only pray for your protection, we pray for your power. Your power to change, your power to grow into holiness. And where there is a hole in our holiness, we pray that you would bring it to light, and we ask that you would help us in the strength that you give to change and to grow. Thank you indeed that you deliver us not only from the penalty, but also the power of sin. Help us to grow, help us to change. Help us to become more like your Son, the Lord Jesus. For in his name we pray. Amen.